as we've got some zizzers in the house here. And Hayden, go ahead and grab that microphone and just put it right there in front of your lips like he's going to kiss your girlfriend. Oh, come on. That's got him all jacked up. Now, do you got a girlfriend?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so what about, oh, you got single guys here?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a, okay. Jason's got a girlfriend. Yeah. He was real quick to say that, too. So, what's her name?
Kennedy Bergman.
Okay, Kennedy, you're safe. Because he put his hand up, he's waved it. Yep, I got a girlfriend. So, with us, we got Jason Lopez, right?
Yes, sir.
And we got Connor Lair.
Sir.
And we've got Hayden Cook. Now, these three young men, football players, have been selected to the 2022 Gridiron Classic Football All-Star Game. It's going to be benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Tooth Truck, and that's going to be on Friday. The game's going to be Friday, June 3rd. It'll take place at the Parkview High School. Kickoff is set for 7:30. And we've got some other area players that's going to be competing in this. Jason Dowden, or Jace Dowden from Mountain Grove, Noah Jester, Tanner Ripko, Gentry Acklin, and Tyler Watts from Liberty, Eddie Swazlowski and Braxton Davis from Kabul, Jacob Lakey and Spencer Skiles from Ava, Bailey Hurst from Houston, and then also from West Plains, we got Dagan Kinslow. And which Dagan, he couldn't make it, could he?
No.
He's got a girlfriend, doesn't he? No, you need to see that. You ain't gonna tell. So, you guys pretty stoked about this? I mean, this is big, right? You get to play another game?
Yep, one more.
So, how did you find out that you guys were selected?
They posted it on Facebook.
Oh, they just told you. That was, I mean, it wasn't like a, it wasn't like, what is that, the publisher clearinghouse. Some dude didn't come knock on your door with balloons and stuff.
Not like that.
No, no. So let's go back and look at a little bit of your senior year, high school football. You guys had a lot of success. I mean, and... knowing that now this is you're getting ready to take a new step in your lives, you know, in your education, in your careers, whatever it may be. Looking back now on your high school football career, what does it mean to you now? That's tough, isn't it?
It is a tough one.
I'd say it means the world to me because, you know, I just love going out there and practicing with all my friends and, you know, just playing ball, really.
Is there one game that sticks out to you that you hold on to tighter?
Bolivar? Yeah.
The revenge game.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, that definitely, you know, was it after the fact, you know, and you know that you're moving on, but yet that had to be a big weight lifted.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was.
And, you know, I mean, now, Hayden, of course, your senior year here, and, you know, you got to get out there on defense and mix it up. What was one game that really stood out to you? Is it the Bolivar game?
The Bolivar game really stuck out to me. Probably the district game against Rogersville. I did something I never thought I could ever do. You know, made school history.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I gave it everything I had.
Oh, so. That's awesome. That is awesome. And, see, I thought you would have said Camdenton.
Camdenton was fun, but I was actually playing receiver that game.
Yeah. Well, in the Camdenton game, you know, you got a cheap shot, so I'm just...
Oh, yeah.
You know. I thought it was, anyway. You know, I don't... But now, you know, Jason and Connor, you guys are going to be moving on to continue your playing career. Jason, where are you going, and what made you decide to go there?
I'm going to Mid-America in Kansas. The decision that really just put me there is all the coaching. And, you know, they were just so nice to me, and they really knew me by heart, and just it just felt like the right place.
Connor, and go ahead and pull that mic over there towards you. Where are you going to go, and what was the final decision?
I think Missouri State's where I'm going, but I think the way Coach Petrino leads his players and – you know, progresses him to the league and the way he develops his players was a big factor in my decision.
Well, and, you know, he's kind of got things going there at Missouri State. I mean, That's cool. That's got to be pretty exciting.
Yes, sir.
So now some of your other football mates, of course, you know, Dagan couldn't make it, but you feel like you guys are going to bring a large following at this Gridiron Classic football game?
Yeah. That's the plan.
So, you know, now the coaches, when will you guys get to meet? Go ahead, Hayden, take that mic. And when will you guys get to meet, you know, your other players, your teammates, and the coaches?
It's a weekend in May sometime. We have one practice, and then I think it's a week before the game we have a practice, and then next Friday is the game.
And you get to, of course, what's really cool about it is you guys get to fly your colors, don't you?
Yeah, we get to wear our helmets, and I think our jerseys are red, so
yeah,
it'll all go pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it'll all blend. I mean, are you excited about meeting some of the other football players that you guys have competed against?
Yeah, that'd be fun, honestly. It will be. Getting to meet other coaches, other players you haven't played with or against before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, meeting guys from the COC, too, you know. It would be fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, and there's a whole list of all the players you can find at OzarkRadioNews.com. But, you know, you guys have been competing against these other players for 4 years of your high school career, and you've never really had that opportunity to, I mean, maybe through social media, times have changed. I'm old. But, you know, you've never really had that opportunity to sit down and just talk and kind of find out who they are and what really makes them tick. That's kind of cool.
Right.
So now you've got a new, you know, Zizzers are getting a new football coach. And, of course, Coach Perkins did a fantastic job. And he's moving forward now, taking a position at Columbia Rockbridge, I believe. Yeah, Rockbridge. But when you guys talk to these other football players that are going to be filling the void, what is it that, you know, each one of you have said to the next up? You know, what did you share with them, Hayden?
Being next up is, you know, replacing, what was it, 20-something seniors, you know, that's a job. And, you know, make sure they're always working the hardest, dedicating their time, you know, and their effort to the game that we did for 4 years. And, you know, the thing that made us so great was consistency, hard work, and, you know, I don't even know what else. What else was it? Character.
Well, every team is as good as their senior leadership. And that says a lot about, you know, your class, because look at what you accomplished. But, you know, Jason, what did you share with the next Zizzers coming up?
I mean, all the younger classmen always come up to me and tell me, like, you know, you're a great football player, you work so hard, and, you know, I just kind of try to instill it in their heads that, you know, if you want something in life, you got to really just grind for it, because you ain't going to get there, it ain't going to be handed to you. And I just try to instill that in all the little kids and really just try to push them.
And Connor, you know, I'm sure you had a chance to, you know, say your piece as well. What did you tell the next Zizzers coming up?
I mean, I just told them to be optimistic about the situation. It's never easy, a new coach coming in. Told them to optimize their opportunity and just make the best of it.
You know, it's all about the work that you put in before the season. You know, I mean, once football season starts, it's kind of like an even playing field as far, but it's independently what each individual is willing to sacrifice and willing to do to make themselves better. And, you know, the three of you are really the epitome of that, that, you know, you guys made a lot of sacrifices to reach your goals. And, you know, was there ever a time when, you know, you guys needed someone to pick you up, to keep you going, to push you forward?
Yeah. Yes, sir, for sure.
Yeah, all the time.
Having each other, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a brotherhood, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's something that you guys will have for forever. You know, I mean, you guys 30, 40 years later, you know, wait till you get 55, you know, but you still yet have your teammates that you had, and you talk about, you know, these games, you talk about the district game, you talk about that Bolivar game and how sweet it was when you're on into your ears. Right. It's great memories. Guys, appreciate you coming by, and that's good stuff. And, you know, Dagan missed out, man.
Sure,
yeah. I mean, he missed out, didn't he? Everybody say hi to Dagan. They're not even going to say hi to you. They're not even going to say hi to you, man. You missed out. Hey, we got some more classic rock. Zizzer football continues in the Gridiron Classic. And again, that's all going to be going down here in Friday, June 3rd. Parkview High School kickoff 7:30. And, hey, it's going to be a good time. And it's supporting, once again, Ronald McDonald House, the Tooth Truck. Friday, June 3rd. It's going down. Springfield, be there.